Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Ryan, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for 5 years. Today is Saturday, December 20th, and on Saturdays during Advent, we will reflect on... scripture passages about Jesus' second coming. Today, we will meditate on John's word from Revelation 21, where he describes what will take place when Jesus returns. Let's listen to Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this incredible vision of our promised future. As we continue to walk through this season of Advent, we look forward to the day when our faith will be made sight and we will live with you forever. In this Advent week of joy, we rejoice in the amazing truth that you love us so much that you are preparing a place for us to spend eternity with you. We thank you for the promise that a day is coming when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. As we navigate a world that is so often filled with pain, heartbreak, tragedy, and tears, we look forward to the day when we see these things will be no more. We pray you would give us the strength to continue to trust you as we walk through the challenges of this life as we await the fulfillment of these promises. We thank you that while the trials of this world are temporary, your victory over them is sure. We remember today that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no one like you and no one who is greater than you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you dwell in unapproachable light. And yet you have made yourself known for us. You have come near to us. You have promised that we will be with you forever. You have chosen to make your dwelling place with us. You are not a distant ruler. You are a loving Father. We pray these truths would fill us with hope, peace, joy, and love today and every day. In this season where we join with believers from all over the world in looking forward to your return, we close our prayer today by praying the words found at the very end of the book of Revelation. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would return soon to rescue us and set us free. We pray you would return to make all things new and wipe away every tear. We pray that you would return to make your home with us. And we look forward to that day as we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.